Rise and shine, folks. Good morning. You're listening to WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick, 91.1 FM and 91.7 FM on your dial. And this is Amy's Kids Show, and I am so glad that you are here, and I am here. And let's see here. Do we have some music? Maybe we have some music out there. I'm trying to figure out the sound here in the station, but this is Amy's Kids Show, and it is Saturday morning, and I am so glad that you are here listening to Central Vermont Community Radio. Hold on 1 second. Well, thank you for joining me, and let me remind you that community support for Amy's Kids Show is provided in part by Woodbury Mountain Toys, featuring a selection of toys and games for kids of all ages. Located at 24 State Street in Montpelier, Vermont, more information about Woodbury Mountain Toys can be found at woodburymountaintoys.com. Come in and play with us. That's what the puppies say at Woodbury Mountain Toys. And that's what we say here at Amy's Kids Show. And I'm sorry, I had to jump off the mic here for a second because I don't know if you heard it, but we have some special guests roaming around the station here today. And I just had to go round them all up. There you guys are. Because today we are going to do a repeat special edition here. So we're going to do a little repeat episode, and it's worth repeating, and it's worth repeating, and it's worth repeating, because our special guests this morning are some ducks. And I don't know about you, but I just love ducks, and I really fell in love with ducks and got to know them last spring. I had the really good fortune of seeing ducks come out of the hen house for the first time after a long, long winter, to come out in the spring and find their first puddle to play in. And I don't know about you, but if you have never seen a duck playing in a puddle, especially after a long winter cooped up in the coop, then you have not seen true happiness and joy expressed on this planet before, because it is just amazing how happy they are when they find that water again in the spring. And I think all of us here, especially in Vermont, are feeling that way. We feel that way in the spring. And I actually also had the very good fortune. I have a lot of very good fortune. I met a young man yesterday who also loves ducks. Isn't that amazing? Like, ducks, I think, are like his favorite animal on the planet, maybe. Pretty high up there anyway. And so I thought, how magical, because I'm planning to celebrate ducks again today. And so that just told me it's definitely worth repeating. And so we're going to repeat some of our duck songs from a few weeks ago when we were celebrating ducks. And then I've got some new songs thrown in there too. But I also have the very good fortune to have a special guest in the studio today. I actually have a special duck in here today joining us, and so I'm really glad about that. And so we are going to have some fun with Dilly Duck telling some quack quack jokes. Do you guys know any quack quack jokes? Do you happen to know any out there? If you know how to quack quack, then maybe you know some quack quack jokes. So we're going to find out if Dilly knows any too. Thank you for joining me on Amy's Kids Show. Let's get started.
There's a little black bug floating on the water. Little black bug doing what he oughta. He tickled the frog on the lily pad that the little duck bit, and he said, I'm glad I'm a little black bug floating on the water. There's a little red snake playing in the water. A little red snake doing what he oughta. He frightened the duck and the frog so bad he ate
the bug, and he said, I'm glad I'm a little red snake playing in the water. Now there's nobody left sitting in the water. Nobody left doing what they oughta. There's nothing left but the lily pad. The duck and the frog ran away. I'm sad 'cause there's nobody left sitting in the water.
When Palmer, Polly, and Pigsy had to tell their parents they were leaving, but the song in their hearts rang out.
Six little ducks that I once knew, fat ones, skinny ones, fair ones too, but the one little duck with the feather on his back, he led the others with his quack, 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 quack. Quack, quack, quack. He led the others with his quack, quack, quack. Down to the river they would go, whipple wobble, whipple wobble, to and fro. But the one little duck with the feather on his back, he led the others with his quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack.
He led the others with his quack, quack, quack. Home from the river they would come, wibble-wobble, wibble-wobble, ho-hum-hum. But the one little duck with the feather on his back, he led the others with his quack, quack, quack.
Quack, 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 quack.
He led the others with his quack, quack, quack. Six little ducks that I once knew, fat ones, skinny ones, fair ones too. But the one little duck with the feather on his back, he led the others with his quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack,
quack, quack, quack. He led the others with his quack, quack, quack.
Six little ducks that I
once
knew, fat
ones,
skinny ones,
fair
ones too.
But
the one
little
duck with
the
feather on
his
back, he
led
the others
with
his quack,
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 quack.
He led the others
with
his quack,
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 quack. He
led
the others
with
his quack,
quack,
quack.
Tell me the duck story.
Bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum. A duck walked up to a lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, hey, bum, 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 got any grapes? The man said, no, we just sell lemonade, but it's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade. Can I get you a glass? The duck said, I'll pass. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, till the very next day, bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, hey, bum, 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 got any grapes? The man said, no, like I said yesterday, we just sell lemonade, okay? Why not give it a try? The duck said, goodbye. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Till the very next day, bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, hey, bum, 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 got any grapes? The man said, look, this is getting old. I mean, lemonade's all we've ever sold. Why not give it a go? The duck said, how about no? Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Till the very next day, bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, hey, bum, 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 got any grapes? The man said, that's it. If you don't stay away, duck, I'll glue you to a tree and leave you there all day stuck. So don't get too close. The duck said, adios. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Till the very next day, bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, hey, bum, 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 got any glue? What? Got any glue? No, why would I? Oh, then one more question for you. Got any grapes? Bum, 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 bum. And the man just stopped. Then he started to smile. He started to laugh. He laughed for a while. He said, come on, Doc, let's walk to the store. I'll buy you some grapes, so you won't have to ask anymore. So they walked to the store, and the man bought some grapes. He gave one to the duck, and the duck said, no thanks. But you know what sounds good? It would make my day. Do you think this store? Do you think this store? Do you think this store has any lemonade? Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle.
Well, folks, welcome back. I'm so glad that that you're joining me for this repeat duck celebration that we are enjoying here on Amy's Kid Show. So I'm having a lot of problems with the sound and the music and hearing everything properly, but this is sort of exactly a repeat in a way of the duck show I did a few weeks ago, because I was having sound troubles then too, which is why I thought it would be great to repeat it so I could do it right this time. And I just think it's hilarious that I'm actually running into very similar problems as I did last time. So that's what you get for repeating, right? And just like we learned a few weeks ago, practice is just doing the same thing over and over. And I guess I'm practicing having problems. And I guess if we can just keep laughing about it, you know, it'll help us learn and stay curious and have fun with it, because that is definitely what Saturday mornings are all about. So thank you for joining me. I am so excited to be celebrating ducks again this week and repeating the ducks theme, because I have been trying to learn that Ducks and the Lemonade Stand song, because I just think it's hilarious. And it reminds me of jokes. Doesn't it kind of remind you of jokes? Like the way people set up jokes and repeat jokes and say things that are funny. And I ran into some kids a couple weeks ago who were making up their own knock-knock jokes. Isn't that hilarious? And that sort of reminds me of that song. You know, it's like a knock-knock. And believe it or not, now this is just total magic, guys, but while I was walking along yesterday, I actually ran into a duck who happens to be the knock-knock champion of the duck world, or one of the many. Apparently, there are many knock-knock jokesters amongst the ducks out there in the world. And so we have Dilly Duck in the station. I'm not sure if you've heard, like, the ducks out in the background. We actually have a whole bunch of ducks in the station here today. I hope the managers don't mind. We will clean up after ourselves. We always do. We leave it just so you had no idea that there were ducks in the station. It's amazing how well we can clean up after ourselves. But guys, why don't you spread out? Okay. Yep. They're fluffing their feathers. They are preening their feathers, which we're going to learn a little bit about why that is so important for ducks. But Dilly, we've only got a few minutes left here. Why don't you come on up to the microphone? All right. Here we go. Here we go. Dilly Duck.
Quack, quack. Quack, quack.
Oh, what are you trying to tell me, Dilly?
Quack, quack. Quack, quack.
Oh, you're right, you're right. Oh, geez, I am trying to get this right. Ducks actually don't tell knock-knock jokes. They actually tell quack-quack jokes. And Dilly Duck was just reminding me of that because he tried to teach me that before the show. But I need to practice. You're right, you're right. I should have said quack-quack jokes. So you've got a quack-quack joke for us, Dilly. Why don't you come on up here? What is your quack-quack joke? Here we go.
Quack-quack.
Okay, who's there?
Got any bananas?
Bananas who?
Quack, quack.
Okay, who's there?
Got any bananas?
Bananas who?
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Got any bananas?
Okay, this is getting a little old, maybe for the listeners out there, but I'm going to go again. Bananas who?
Quack, quack.
Okay, who's there?
Got any oranges?
Oranges who?
Aren't you glad I didn't say bananas? Quack, 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 quack.
Okay, so he's jumped down. That's how ducks are, you know, they're very busy. They've got a lot to do. So thank you, Dilly Duck, for taking time out of this beautiful spring morning to share your quack, quack joke with us. And maybe some of you out there have your own quack quack jokes that you want to start making up and telling each other. That's a lot of fun. I really like making up jokes. The sillier they are, the better, you know. The goofier they are, the better. So we are going to hear a little story now about how important it is for ducks to preen. See, ducks are always very busy. They're either swimming, they're looking for fish, they're flying, they're making friends, they're telling jokes, or they are preening their feathers. And you might wonder, like, what are they doing under their feathers all the time with their bills? Their bill is their mouth, right? It's sort of like their beak their bill. They're cleaning their feathers, it looks like, but what they're actually doing is spreading the special oil around from their oil gland all around their feathers so that they don't get wet. Isn't that amazing? Ducks can go in the water and yet they don't get wet. Because if their skin was wet all the time, well, I don't know if you've ever sat in the bathtub for a really long time or gone swimming for a really long time, your skin, right, starts to wrinkle up. And so it's not good for skin to be wet all the time. Skin actually needs to breathe. It actually needs a little bit of air next to it. And so we're going to learn about duck feathers, ducks, and their skin, and how do they not get wet. So thank you for joining me on Amy's Kids Show. Here we go, a repeat duck celebration. Thank you for joining me.
Water, it gets so soggy and so wet. Why aren't the ducks like that? You know, the ducks even pluck their heads into water and it still comes out like at least reasonably dry, not like soggy wet like normal feathers. Have you ever thought about that? Well, I think I have the answer to your question. It's this book, Why Ducks Don't Get Wet. It is just, like, one of the greatest books because, like the art and the scenery and the knowledge just packed full in this book. So, without further ado, let's get started. Ducks are water birds. All day long, they go in and out of the water. In and out, in and out. No matter how many times they go into the water, ducks don't get wet. Ducks are waterproof. Every duck is waterproof because it has an oil gland near its tail. With its broad bill, the duck strokes this oil gland. Then it smears the oil over its feathers. This is called preening. Ducks spend hours preening themselves. That is how they keep their feathers covered with oil. Their feathers do not get wet because oil and water do not mix. Water rolls right off the oily feathers. Ducks spend most of their time in the water. They splash around in puddles and ponds, in swamps and shallow streams. You can see ducks tipping their heads under the water and tipping their tails up in the air. When ducks dabble in the water this way, they are searching for food. Their webbed feet paddle fast as they tug water weeds with their broad bills. Pintail ducks and mallards search through the water for pond grass and wild rice, for seeds and insects. Blue-winged teals dip for wild rice, insects, and snails. Shoveler ducks waddle in and out of shallow water. They shovel up mud and strain it from seeds and tiny water plants. They scoop up water and strain it for the insects and shrimp. Wood ducks look for water plants. They eat wild rice, water lily seeds, acorns, and insects. Other ducks are expert divers. Some ducks can dive down 100 feet. This is as deep as a 10-story building is high. They can swim under the water for 300 feet, the length of a city block. When they come up for air, they are dry. Cassabacks and scomps die for shellfish and water plants, such as wild celery. Harold Quinn ducks die for insects and fish, so do the buffleheads. Mergansers die for fish. With its saw-edged bill, a merganser can catch and hold on to a slippery salmon or trout. Ducks usually find their food in the water or along the shores of lakes and ponds. When the weather gets cold, the river and marshes, ponds and lakes are covered with ice. When the water freezes, crabs and crayfish, duckweed and pondweeds, and all the fish are beneath the ice. Ducks cannot reach this good food. Then the ducks leave for the south. They fly southward to open water where they can find food. Southward fly the dabbling ducks and the diving ducks. Southward fly the ducks at 30 to 70 miles an hour, depending on the wind, as fast as a car. Southward to open water and good duck food fly the ducks. They may fly through sunshine or storm clouds. They may fly through strong winds or light showers, and the raindrops will roll right off their backs. If they fly over your house, you may be sure you will see them again next fall. Ducks travel the same route, or flyway, year after year. Sometimes they fly in a V formation. The leader flies at the point of the V, and the other ducks fan out behind. When the ducks fly low, you may be able to see them clearly. You may be able to hear the hiss and the whistle of the wind as it slips off their oiled feathers. You may be able to hear the thumping of their wings. But when the ducks fly very high, you will not be able to hear them or to see a single duck clearly. You will know that the ducks are passing overhead only when you see the V in the sky that looks like a faint wisp of smoke. You will know the ducks are flying southward for the winter. When spring comes, the ducks will return. They will fly north to dabble and dive in the rivers and lakes, in the ponds and marshes. They will fly back to open water and good duck food. They will fly back north through strong winds and spring rains, and they will always be dry. Because ducks don't get wet.
Little rain. hole and maybe I'll catch some fish. This is all right.
Tell me another duck story.
Bum, 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 ba-dum-ba-dum. A duck walked up to a corner store, and he said to the woman running the store, "Hey, bum, 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 got any grapes?" The woman said, "No, it's a corner store. I mean, grapes aren't really what we're known for. We've got some grape drinks." The duck said, "They kinda stink." Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, till the very next day. Bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the corner store, and he said to the woman running the store, "Hey, bum, 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 got any grapes?" The woman said, "Oh, it's you again, duck. I already told you, you're out of luck. We've got some grape gum." The duck said, "I'll take none." Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Till the very next day, bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the corner store, and he said to the woman running the store, "Hey, bum, 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 got any grapes?" The woman said, "Look, I'm trying not to shout, but please either buy something or get out. We don't sell fruit." The duck said, "I'm kinda cute." Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Till the very next day, bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the corner store, and he said to the woman running the store, "Hey, bum, 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 got any grapes?" The woman said, "That's it. The next time you ask for grapes, I'm gonna tape you to the wall with this duct tape. Do I make myself clear?" The duck said, "Yes, dear." Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Till the very next day, bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the corner store, and he said to the woman running the store, "Hey, bum, 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 got any grape chapstick?" "What? Got any grape chapstick?" "Actually, we do. But you don't have any money, do you? Do you think you could? Do you think you could? Do you think you could? Put it on my bill." Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he
waddled... This duck has fabulous feathers. And he knows it. But they're not just for looks. They make an incredible raincoat. Ducks and geese paddle their days away in often chilly waters. Waters that can suck the heat right out of you. They rely on their extraordinary feathers to stay all dry and toasty. But such glamorous plumage requires a strict preening regimen. Birds have two main types of feathers, veined and down. Down feathers are fuzzy and soft. Their fluffiness creates a space for warm air right next to the bird's skin. These goslings are born with an extra dense coat of down feathers. As the goslings grow, they develop more elaborate, veined feathers. These give birds their shapely curves and color and help them fly. Plus, the veined feathers protect the down by forming a barrier that keeps air in and water out. This central rachis provides the main structure. Barbs extend outwards. From those, barbules reach out. Some of those barbules end in little hooks called, wait for it, barbicels. They connect the overlapping barbs to one another like Velcro, weaving a lattice so tight it repels water. But as these birds strut their stuff, some of the barbicels lose their grip. The seal breaks. The barbs separate. That's where all that painstaking preening comes in. Every time the duck runs its bill down the length of a feather, it zips its barbs back together again. Maybe you've noticed how birds spend a lot of time rummaging around on their backside. This is what they're going for. See that little patch of short, greasy feathers? Hidden beneath them is the uropygial gland, also called a preen gland. Nearly every type of bird in the world has one on their rump, just above their tail feathers. The gland secretes a wax that repels water. These stubby feathers soak it up. Ducks dab their bills into that wax and spread it over their feathers. It's an incredible conditioner that takes their feathers from water-resistant to waterproof. You'll even see them rub their heads on their freshly preened feathers to wax those hard-to-reach parts. With some work, this little duck can keep itself totally comfy and gorgeous.
Can you tell me another duck story?
Bum, 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 ba-dum-bum. Bum, 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 ba-dum. A duck walked up to the lemonade stand. Bum, 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 he said to the man who was running the stand. Bum, 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 hey, bum, 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 follow me. The man said, look who's back again. Can't you go bug some feathered friends? I'm staying right here. The duck said, tear. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, 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 waddle. Till the very next day. When the duck, duck walked, walked up, up to the lemonade stand. Bop, 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 he said, said to the man, man, who was running the stand. Look, Doc, there's no way you could ask me the whole day. I refuse. The duck said, you lose. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, 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 waddle. Till the very next day. When the duck, duck walked, walked up, up to the lemonade stand. Bop, 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 he said, said to the man, man, who was running the stands. Said, all right, duck, you win. If I say no, you'll just come back again, so lead the way. The duck said, okay. So the duck, duck, led the man, man, to the corner store. Bum, 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 and then they stop, stop, outside the door. Bum, 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 the duck said, go ask the woman if you can use her duct tape for a minute or two. Duct tape? What for? The duck said, there's the door. So the man walked in and the woman said hi, and suddenly he felt a little bit shy. He walked up slowly, then spoke at last. You seem nice, could I use your duct tape real fast? She said, I really like this duct tape, it stops annoying ducks from asking for grapes. Then she said with a smile, but you can use it a while. The man said, thanks, you seem nice. The woman laughed, you've said that twice, you seem nice too. The man said, so do you. Then the man left the store with a pretty big grin, and the duck said, stay here while I go in. Then the duck, duck walked in, into the corner store. Ba, ba, ba. he said, said to the woman, woman who was running the store. Bum, 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 hey, bum, 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 got any duct tape? The woman said, oh no, it's you. You planned all this. Could be true. By the way, one more question for you. Got any grapes?
Welcome back, folks. I hope you've been enjoying a repeat of the Duck and the Lemonade Stand trilogy. I really enjoy those songs, and so I don't mind repeating them, but we all know, just like Dilly Duck seems to know and is the master of, you know, there's a fine line between, you know, repeating things often enough so they're funny and repeating things so much that they're annoying. And being a proper humorist is all about learning that fine line, and that takes practice. For sure. And yes, and so that's why we had Dilly Duck in here today, because Dilly Duck is not only a master at humor, of course, but he is also a master at taking care of his feathers and his skin. All ducks are, in fact, masters at that. Did you realize that they are always taking care of their feathers? They are reaching in to their preen gland to grab some of that wax with their bill. I guess they don't need chapstick after all. They've got that wax they can use, and then they spread it all over their feathers so that when they go in the water, their feathers just don't get wet. They just run the water right off of them, and so their skin stays dry, and that helps them stay warmer. It's just a beautiful thing. Now, human beings, actually have sebaceous oil glands all over their body, all over their skin. And we've been learning about our skin here on Amy's Kids Show for the past several weeks. We've been learning about how amazing the largest organ of our body is. It covers our entire body, and it protects us. Well, we have to protect our skin as well. It's sort of a two-way street. It's sort of a relationship, a friendship that we should have with our skin. And it protects us, and then how do we protect it? Well, we do want to wash our skin. You know, sometimes we can get too much of that oil in our hair or on our skin, but we don't want to wash too much because we need that oil. It is actually helping us protect ourselves. It actually helps to fight off germs and bacteria. We actually have some amazing, amazing qualities to our skin, and so we don't want to wash it too much or cover it in antibacterial, you know, hand sanitizers and things all the time. And we don't want to use too much shampoo. We don't want to strip our hair of all of its oil. So we have to get to know our bodies, because every body is different, just like every creature on the planet is different. We all have special ways of taking care of ourselves and taking care of those around us. And so that's what maturing is all about. So I'm really glad that you guys joined me for the celebration of skin and celebration of skin and oil and sebaceous oil glands. Boy, we celebrate everything here on Amy's Kid Show. And now we're going to celebrate a big bird that maybe some of you remember out there. He's got a special thing to repeat, something that kids love to repeat. Let's learn something with Big Bird. Thanks for joining me.
That says closed. And this sign says sail, yarn.
Big Bird, the store's closed, you know.
Oh, yes, Susan. I'm just looking at the signs because I'm using signs to practice learning words.
Oh, that's a good idea. How are you doing, though?
Oh, fine. I'm going up and down Sesame Street and reading all the signs. Mm-hmm. One up on the corner on the lamppost says Sesame Street.
Right. Our on the street sign, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Just beyond that, there's another little sign that says stop.
Right on the corner, the stop sign. Good.
This one says sail, yarn.
Right. Hey, you're doing all right.
But there's a word that I saw today.
Uh-huh.
I can hardly say it, and I sure don't know what it means.
Well, why don't you tell me? Maybe I can help you.
Well, it's quite a word. You ready to hear it?
Sure.
Okay, listen to this. Abkadefki Jekylman Nopkorstuvixis.
I beg your pardon, Big Bird.
That's the word. Abkadefki Jekylman Nopkorstuvixis.
Abka, what? Where did you see that word?
Right over there in the yard.
Oh, in the yard?
Sure.
Oh, there?
Whoa, yeah. That is some kind of word. Whoa. Abkadefki Jekylman Nopkorstuvixis. It's the most remarkable word I've ever seen. Abkadefki Jekylman Nopkorstuvixis. I wish I knew exactly what I mean. It starts out like an A word, as anyone can see. But somewhere in the middle, it gets awfully queer to me. Abkadefki Jekylman Nopkorstuvixis. If I ever find out just what this word can mean, I'll be the smartest bird the world has ever seen. Maybe Gordon would know, or maybe Bob. I could ask them. Then again, it might be kind of an elephant, or a funny kind of kazoo, or a strange exotic turtle that you never see in a zoo. It might be a kind of doggy, or a particular shade of blue, or maybe a pretty flower. Nah, not with a name like that. Abkadefki Jekylman Nopkorstuvixis. It's the most remarkable word I've ever seen. Abkadefki Jekylman Nopkorstuvixis. I sure wish I knew exactly what I mean. It starts out like an A word, as anyone can see. But somewhere in the middle, it gets awfully queer to me. Abkadefki Jekylman Nopkorstuvixis. If I ever find out just what this word can mean, I'd be the smartest bird this world has ever seen.
Oh, Big Bird, that's a terrific song. But I really hate to tell you this,
what?
But that's not a word.
It's not.
No, Big Bird, this is the alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
You mean that's the alphabet?
That's right.
Oh, it's not a word.
No.
It's not a Kadefki Jekylman Nopkorstuvixis.
No, but you know what it is?
What?
It's a list of all the letters that make words. For instance, if we take these letters here, C, A, and take an R from over here, we make up our own word, C-A-R, car.
Oh!
Or let's put the R back up here where it belongs and take the T down, and we have another word, C-A-T. So it's very useful.
Hey, that's easy.
Can you sing the alphabet, Joey?
Yes, I could.
Let's hear you sing the alphabet.
A, B, C, D, E, F, to Cookie West.
You're not singing the alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P,
Q, R, S.
Cookie Monster isn't the letter of the alphabet. It goes Q, R, S, T, U, V. You're just teasing me. W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs. Next time Cookie Monster can do it with you. I'm leaving.
I love you.
I love you too.
Thanks.
Four.
Song. clever thing to do. I will help you. I turned around and ran away. I am with you. Gotta find my voice and come on through. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. My mother-in-law, she hears my cry. She shelters me. She comes running. She carried me here. She holds me near. And for always, I hear my mother's song. Of what I'll do.
I'll still listen
when doubts and fears upset me.
I am with you.
I believe in me and I'll come through.
Yes, you will.
Yes, I will.
Yes, you will.
My mother and I, she hears my cry, she shelters me. As I go running, I carry her here, her heart is near. And for always, I hear my mother's song.
Welcome back, folks. Thank you for joining me for another edition of Amy's Kids Show. We have been celebrating ducks and feathers and oil glands and skin. And we also did a little shout out there to mothers, because at the time that we are airing the show right now, Saturday morning, May 7th, it's Mother's Day tomorrow, so I wanted to do a little shout-out to all of the mothers out there, the great duck mothers, the great human mothers, all the mothers around the planet who really just make life happen. Thank you so much. We are also celebrating some special birthdays this week. I know of quite a few amazing people who were born this week, and a little special shout-out to Joey Klein. I just looked at my birthday calendar and noticed that Joey's birthday is coming up, so if anybody knows anyone there at Littlewood Farm in Plainfield, say hi to Joey when you see him. Tell him happy birthday from me. All right. And we also were celebrating, of course, joke telling, and Dilly Duck was here to tell us a good quack quack joke. Maybe you'd like to make up some jokes today. And I just want to let folks know that everyone is invited to Amy's Kids Show. That's the best part about having a kids show, is kids are all inclusive and they love to have everybody, and they are curious about everybody. And so we are celebrating everybody around us. And so somebody asked me, you know, what age group is Amy's Kids Show aiming at? You know, who do I expect to be listening out there? And actually, I expect kids of all ages to enjoy the music and enjoy the stories. It's sort of like a one-room schoolhouse here on Amy's Kids Show. Everyone is invited, and when we all come together, we can learn so much from each other, and we can teach each other so much, and we can keep each other young and curious no matter how old we are or how young we are. And so I'm wondering, who are you going to be curious about this week? Who are you going to give care and attention to? Because that's what happens when we're curious about others, right? We share our care and attention with them. And that's just one way of celebrating. So keep on celebrating yourselves, guys, because remember, you're the greatest. And when you know that, you see the greatest in everyone else. Thank you for joining me on Amy's Kids Show. Have a great week. Oh.
a little white duck sitting in the water. A little white duck doing what he order. He took a bite of a lily pad, flapped his wings, and he said, I'm glad I'm a little white duck sitting in the water. Quack, quack, quack. Next is a frog, a frog. There's a little green frog swimming